is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. South Africa is asking the United Nations top court to order Israel to halt its attacks in Gaza, accusing the country of genocide.
Israeli officials have called the suit baseless, but South Africa says Israel's actions in Gaza violate the Genocide Convention. It was drafted following the Holocaust and makes it a crime to intentionally destroy a people based on their ethnicity, nationality, or race. While no hearing date has yet been set, any eventual ruling is non-binding. Last year, the court ordered Russia to stop its war in Ukraine, the same kind of order South Africa is seeking against Israel now. Lauren Comito, CBS News, The Hague.
Russia says it intercepted missiles and drones fired upon the country a day after Ukraine endured the biggest Russian air attack of the war to date. The BBC's Nikki Schiller.
Authorities in Western Russia say they've come under a sustained air attack. One person is reported to have been killed in the border city of Belgorod, with the water system there said to have been damaged. The Russian Defense Ministry said air defense systems destroyed a total of 13 missiles there and intercepted 32 drones in the border regions and also closer to Moscow.
The FBI and the NYPD are working together to keep New York City safe this New Year's Eve. A security perimeter will stretch a mile around Times Square tomorrow. James Smith is with the FBI's New York office.
There's been thousands of more threats have been reported, so that means we have even more threats that we have to look at. So we adjust to that. We bring in other resources to track down or to investigate these threats to see if they're legitimate.
More than 120 people were rescued when the ice floe they were fishing on in a Minnesota river broke off. Nicole Biaggi is the ice safety coordinator with the Department of Natural Resources.
It's really not uncommon in the sense that it does happen from year to year that people go out there and the ice breaks away and we have to rescue them. But unfortunately, this has happened several times in the past couple weeks now that people have had to be rescued up there.
A few people fell into the water before the rescue, but no one was hurt. A Jackson brother is accused of sexual assault. CBS's Mara Rubin has the details.
In the complaint filed in Los Angeles, Rita Barrett says Jermaine Jackson raped her at her home in 1988. The suit also alleges that the musician and others, including Berry Gordy, founder of Motown Records, conspired to cover it up to keep their reputations and profits intact. Jackson has not yet responded to the accusations.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's economy is ending the year in good shape. The state's unemployment rate is 3.3%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says a record 3 million people were working in Wisconsin at the end of November. The Journal Sentinel reports that the biggest problem with Wisconsin's economy is not enough workers to fill job openings. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of 5 died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues as they face the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin says he's not concerned about scoring points these days. He's concerned about playing defense.
I don't worry too much on the offensive end. There's going to be days where the ball doesn't fall, but I try to focus, if we could continue to make progress on the defensive end because, defense wins championship. It's a cliche, but it's true. We got to be able to defend April, May, and June.
NFL New Year's Eve, it's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Running back A.J. Dillon was at his locker with a cast on his broken right thumb, and I asked him him if he's ready for the crowd noise inside that Viking stadium.
It's an awesome atmosphere we're going to be going into. Sunday night football, it's everything that we want is kind of right there for us. So this is what you kind of look forward to when you grow up playing football, these types of games.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, lows in the upper 20s. And for tomorrow, more sunshine than clouds. Clouds thicken a little in the afternoon. A high around 40. A few flurries and snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning. Then cloudy in mid-30s Sunday afternoon. It's 24 right now.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
December 30th, 2023, Al Smith's birthday. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 101.1 FM. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the Walk Radio Studios in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yauman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. This morning's very special guest, guest plural, but the first guest was named the American Volleyball Coaches Association 14S Coach of the Year for his work with the Motion 14S Blue Squad. He also, in this incredible year of 2023, led the Waukesha North and South combined fusion boys volleyball team to a share of the Classic 8 title and the sectional championship going on to state competition. If we were to have a Waukesha Sports Person of the Year, my vote would be this morning's guest, Joseph Bansky. Joe, welcome. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me, Don. Appreciate it. Love great. Being back.
Yep. And Joe has brought one of his, shall we say, proteges, one of two All-State players from the team, the Fusion player from North, Mr. Nick Bingenheimer. Nick, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sounds great. Yeah, glad you're here. And who was the other second All-State player? I'm embarrassed to ask.
Rick Hill Patidar from Waukesha Southwest.
That's right, of course. So, and he is legend there too. You see him around the South Campus. Like, that's the volleyball star.
Yeah. He's.
I'm sure Nick gets the same, whispers and when he's over there in the North Campus.
One of my favorite parts at the end of the season, we dragged out the vertical measurer. You jump and you swing it and you knock some. And it tells us how high your reach is based on different pieces. And
sure.
Both guys are hitting men's national level type heights of 11 and a half feet, 11.9.
Wow.
Rick touched. I mean, that is just an insane level to hit. So they're both of the guys' verticals were big and, and that helped us throughout the season.
That's fantastic. And the sport is obviously, it's growing in popularity with all the attention on the Wisconsin teams and their success.
Yeah, volleyball on a whole. When you look at the men's side, the last 10 years, there's been a 78% growth in men's volleyball, boys volleyball, in the collegiate high school area. We're seeing states, Minnesota just added sanctioned boys volleyball. It is really starting to become the premier sport for boys.
Sure. Now, on my Facebook post this morning and yesterday and in a previous week, I showed that picture with you and another
volleyball legend who I know. Tell us about that real quick.
Karch Karai.
And did you meet him at the National when you got your award for Coach of the Year?
Actually, the day before. That's really cool. Got a chance to sit on the sidelines and chat with him. I call him the volleyball Jesus.
Like, no, well said.
You know, he has, when you look at his resume of what he's accomplished in the beach, in court, as a coach, if Karch is talking, you shouldn't be.
Sure.
So I did a whole lot of listening and asked him a few questions and was lucky enough to sit in on a couple of sessions that he led, and it was awesome.
Hey, real quick, if I have to introduce my radio Jesus, and her name is Anastasia. And Anya, how are you? And how do you like that comparison?
Am I allowed to be radio Jesus, given my specific predilections towards Judaism? I don't know. Am I perhaps?
Hey, why not?
I'm radio
he's
Moses.
From the tribe.
I'm radio Moses.
Okay,
I'll
even
take
better.
It.
Sure. Yeah. Or David. No.
Or David. I'm the king of radio. Then
I'm
yes,
a big David
sure.
guy. But yeah, sure. No, but Moses is cool too. But yes, Anya, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
I want to finish this Karch Karai story because one of the legends about him that I knew, because he won like gold when beach volleyball became an Olympic sport.
Right.
He won the gold in that. And I think there were a couple different, was there also like doubles in addition to a full team on or something like that? Yeah, there's doubles.
Doubles. Yeah.
It's just doubles. But one of the legends about Karch Karai is that his father thought he was attending law school the whole time. And I guess wasn't really truthful about it the whole time he was playing beach volleyball there in Southern California and also in raking it in too with prize money, whatnot when you could do that.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was a neat legend that grew about someone's passion for a sport that he hid the fact that he wasn't at law school at all, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, he's people always will tell you that if you've met him, how kind and courteous he is to engage in conversation and what an asset he is to volleyball.
Sure.
And I'll echo that forever. He was very kind, with his time and giving feedback and stuff like that. So it was an outstanding opportunity.
Sure. So fast forward to today's local legends, which include Nick Bingenheimer. Will they be continuing their volleyball career in college?
I plan on it. I'm not sure where yet, but I'm hoping to be able to play volleyball wherever I go. So I'm getting in contact with a few college coaches, and the ones that have seen me play are pretty excited, kind of want me. So
that's a great feeling.
Yeah, wherever I go, I'm sure I'll have the same amount of fun that I've had on Waukesha Fusion.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, several of the guys are going on.
That's great. Are we allowed to ask what schools you're talking to, or is that not safe right now?
No, I mean, it's safe. I've been talking to the MSOE coach, and if I decide to go there, and I might have the possibility to play with Rick into college because he's planning on going to MSOE if he gets accepted.
Wow, that's neat. Is he in the engineering academy at South?
Yes.
Okay, so that makes sense.
One of the neat things... when grade checks and things like that come upon, which is something as a high school coach you have to tend with, I get to see how these guys not only excel on the court, but how they just completely crush it in the classroom. And so impressed with what is happening in the classroom. Mm-hmm. You just sit there and shake your head. It's like, boy, these dudes are, in the gym for the amount of time that we are on weekends and all of those. And you hear that about a lot of really top performing athletes are typically top performing in everything they do in life.
Sure.
Nick, is an Eagle Scout. Nick is an outstanding student. Nick is an outstanding athlete. It kind of comes out of his DNA as who he is as a human being. He's just outstanding across the board.
I love it. I love it. And real quick, are there other players on the team that have made commitments to colleges that we can speak of?
Yeah, Liam Robertson from Waukesha North is going to be playing at Stevens Point.
Nice.
Which is a really neat program. I know that Eli Grant is looking.
My Eli Grant?
Your All Eli right. Grant. I know he's had a conversation with, I'm going to keep that coach's name a little concealed, but here in the state of Wisconsin.
That's great.
he's looking at possibly going and pursuing there. I know the coach is interested. I know Eli's
terrific
interested. I just think they've started recently dancing. So nice. We'll let them dance a little bit before we call them a couple.
That's great. Yeah, Eli was at the house last night. Him and my son Evan went bowling with a crew of other friends. And so that's safe for volleyball players to do, right, in the off season.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So probably good cross training, maybe.
Hey, the only thing that shout out to Liam Houston. The only thing that volleyball coaches get nervous about is skateboarding.
Sure. Yeah, I imagine. You know, that dude, it's that same ilk of human being, right?
Oh, that dude has blown up his ankles several times. It's wow. Just, you sure. Know, you get nervous for him as soon sure. As you see him riding the skateboard. We're like, hey, I thought we put a ban on that during sure. The season.
Sure. Hey, we're taking your calls for Coach Joe Bansky and one of his All-State players, Nick. Let's try this again. Bingenheimer. And the number here, you can call or text 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. We're taking your calls this morning. So
hey, and your texts.
And your texts. Yes, thanks, Anya. And so let's do a walkthrough of this incredible season. Following an amazing season the year before, I know you didn't finish as high in the Classic Eight, but you all but ran the table in the playoffs, losing in the sectional final to CMH, right?
Catherine Correct. Royal?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then this year, you started out, I believe, like one of the first matches was beating number one in the state Arrowhead.
Right.
In an amazing victory. And then I think you ran the table in the conference, except for, was it one loss to CMH?
One loss, yeah. We were poised to run the table, and sure. We went to CMH. It was a heck of a game.
Yeah.
You know, if you talk to Danny, their coach, he'll say that, you know, they were prepping for us the entire week. That we were their locker room poster, yeah. If you will. And you know, sure. Danny did a great job coaching the guys, and they came out with a game plan and a strategy, and they executed that strategy. And we end up losing a 5-set battle at their place. Wow. It was, you know,
sure,
great match. Lots of excitement in the gym. And you know, that made us co-champions for our conference, which was, you know, when you look at it, I think Waukesha North, the last time they won the conference was 1992.
Wow.
Waukesha South, the last time they won the conference was in 1990. So wow. You're talking, you know, 32 and 33 type years since South had won, and, you know, 30 years since Waukesha North had won. So it was a significant accomplishment in what is widely recognized as the toughest conference in the state.
Sure.
For boys volleyball. It's really a feather in the cap for the guys on the team to say that this is what we did and how it went down.
Okay. So we're about a minute and a half away from our community message time. Very important messages we want you to pay attention to. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the rematch that Fusion had with CMH that took place in the sectional final, a battle of Classic Eight co-champions when this week in Waukesha continues. And also, my guest next week is the new director of the food pantry serving Waukesha County. That's Lindsay Johnson. So be sure to tune in for that. And we hope to have some people from Parks here on the 13th to talk about the annual winter Jamboree, a great Waukesha tradition. So much to unpack here as we do a complete year in review of 2023 as this week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
Help who you can. I know you can. Talk about it. Talk about it.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens
or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling.
You got it.
The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. And this song doubles as a Christmas song, but for me, it just reminds me of a great, great way to cuddle up with that someone special on a cold winter's night. And I first became aware of the song. Do you know who the artist is, Joe?
No.
It's Gordon Lightfoot, who passed away this summer, shortly after you were on my show on July 22nd, Joe. Sometime he was, I think it was in August, but, you know, one of my favorite, I guess you could call him folk or pop artists out of Canada. And that was one of the lesser known hits, but I saw it in the tributes, and I've become enamored with it. Just another great, you know, great song of his, and he's fondly remembered. And we'll be remembering some other artists who left us this year. It's been a great year for Waukesha sports, you know, especially for South. By the way, happy birthday to Carrie Leopold Schulte this week, who had a celebrated birthday, and her daughter Emily is on the Waukesha South cheerleading squad that's qualified for the National High School Cheerleading Championships in Orlando, Florida. And they're looking for donations to help Emily and other members of the team pay for this rather extravagant trip.
Yeah.
But hey, congrats, you know, they earned it. And you can contact the cheerleader you know on Venmo. You pick a day to donate and pay the corresponding amount of the date you have picked. So let's say if you're picking January 26th, you can pay $26. Cash or Venmo is accepted. And if you don't have Venmo, be sure to contact Jenny Robarge, or Athletic Director Dan Schreier from the South Athletic Department. And there's so many other great moments in Waukesha sports. You know, the esports team won their second straight state championship out of Waukesha South. And we've had them twice in the show before. And talk about another great group of student athletes.
Yeah.
And taking that passion to college with them, too. Many of them are in programs related to game design and other like written related technologies and competing and getting scholarship money for it. And then also the Waukesha South mock trial team who won their second state championship this year out second in 3 years. And in between they finished like third or fourth in state competition.
Right. Right.
And so real, again, congrats to coach, Libby Miller and her team had a great year, she was on the show earlier this year with a couple of players. So those are, you know, some fantastic moments. And Nick, I know North had some great moments too, that if there's any you can recall or shout out other than in addition to the Fusion volleyball team, or that kind of put you in the spot there.
Our marching band is always great.
Marching band, of course. Yep.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember any.
So no worries. So, but you know, it's, but you're very competitive, you know, having broadcast two North games in a row. You know, there's a lot of excitement about the new coach there at North and the culture, this real positive, progressive winning culture that they're instilling there for the men's basketball. So it'd be exciting to see them develop.
Yeah, their athletic department, you know, when you when you look at high school sports and the locality of it, and and how does the community become aware of what's happening in a gym?
Yeah.
Something that I hear all the time about a first-time visitor to watch one of our games, they say, wow, I had no idea something this exciting was happening in our gym.
Yeah.
That was said by a former principal to me.
Sure, sure.
And I'm like, I'm trying to tell y'all.
Yeah.
you know, but that happens. I'm not unique as a coach in that experience.
Sure.
You know, the mock trial team, I know because I know families involved in it.
Yeah.
How well they've done. And but who else and where is that? That, you know, we're not as diligent, I think, as in promoting kids who are crushing it in the, we'll call it the lesser known activities like that.
Absolutely. So, and then, you know, and returning to volleyball too, like I thought for sure there was like kind of like basketball where it's home and home.
Right.
But it's just like football where there's just one game every year.
Yeah.
It's do or die.
Yeah.
And, but then you watch a game, you watch how physically and emotionally exhausting a five set match can, and many of them in the Classic Eight, where you have like four or five teams that are ranked in the top 10 in the state every year.
Right.
Those games, you know, that is a very, even for the fans, like I remember, you know, the games I attended, I was very, you know, I was drained, you know, it was really, but it was exciting. I mean, it was just a thrill.
Right.
To be a part of.
When you look at, again, you mentioned the Classic Eight. When you look at that setup, it's for sure a four set match. Even when you
know,
when you play a team, these last 2 years, Muskego's been in a rebuild, little bit process. They've got some great, great underclassmen, freshman, sophomore groups. Ryan Thies's kid from is on that team. He's the Marquette University women's coach.
Okay,
you know, DNA. It matters. His son can play.
Yeah.
So that's an up and coming program. But you know, those are four or five set matches against everybody. I mean, very rarely do you see a three game sweep.
Sure.
In the Classic Eight, it's a battle.
I bet. So this second segment, it's a shorter segment. So we're gonna put a pin in the rematch with CMH in the sectional final that took place West. Because I want to do a real walkthrough of that with you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
In the time we have here, though, it's like one comment I have about with you, Coach Bansky, is having watched my daughter competes at a youth level, and you know, you go over to the, I forget the name of the volleyball center over there out in Menominee Falls, but
Sting Center.
Sting. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. You know, it's like it's very tense.
Oh, yeah.
Parents, fans, players. It's a really, but then there's Joe Bansky, and it's like, you know, you always carry yourself like you don't have a care in the world. You always have this really demeanor that seems contrary to a lot of the pressures that are part of the sport. Is that fair to say, or is it different there?
I think Nick has kind of got a smile on his face.
It's like,
from that standpoint, like,
as a fan,
you don't know my Coach Bansky.
As a fan's perspective, it's easy to see him like that, but when we're in the huddle, it is sometimes very different, especially during that sectional final game against CMH. There were moments where, especially in like the later moments of that fifth set, where he was not cool, calm, and collected.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that passion coming out, and that passion that like comes out, like it has to come out in everyone, especially if you're that invested in a game like that, a rematch game to win sectionals.
Sure. Okay. When we come back from these, and sorry to interrupt the other Nick, but you'll have plenty of time talking next, because we want to hear about this game for the ages. It sure was. This match, is a match or game?
Match.
Right, yeah. This match for the ages. So, but also, real quick, community option, the January natural Christmas trees will be collected at the curb by City Public Works staff. New this year, please set out your Christmas trees on the same day as your garbage collection. Trees must be free of lighting, decorations, tree stands, or any other objects. So artificial trees will not be collected by Public Works. So, but more community announcements and more to talk about in this 2023 year in review with Volleyball Fusion coach Joe Bansky and his All-State player, Nick Bingenheimer. Don't go away.
Where whips and snow are drifting. If I go.
This is the Shaw WAUK. CBS News Brief. Israel is expanding its attacks on refugee camps in central Gaza, where it says Hamas is operating. The BBC's Yolan Gnell.
Israeli forces have been pounding Khan Yunis, seen as a stronghold of Hamas, as they prepare to advance further into the city. There's also been intense bombardment of Nusrat in central Gaza.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited troops on the front line after Russia launched the biggest air assault of the war so far. He spoke through an interpreter.
Ukraine is defending its own here, defending our entire nation, just as on the entire front line. It is hard, it is pain and losses, and these are the people who keep Ukraine alive.
Security will be especially tight in Times Square this New Year's Eve. John Hart is with the NYPD's intelligence division.
We're prepared for them at any number. We're prepared for different groups from different places. And, you know, we will make sure this event stays safe and peaceful.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden called the recently passed former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl one of the finest people he ever worked with. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler.
The only person that he was working for was you, the voter. It wasn't about special interests or about big money donors or anything else. He was there to do the work because he loved Wisconsin and he wanted to lift Wisconsin up.
Flags around Wisconsin are lowered to half staff until after Cole's funeral. He died Wednesday after a brief illness. Cole was 88. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstedt is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to try and keep Donald Trump's name off Wisconsin's presidential ballots next year. The commission has already rejected the petition, though it is likely to end up in the courts. I'm Nate Buggyhout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, lows in the upper 20s. And for tomorrow, more sunshine than clouds. Clouds thicken a little in the afternoon, a high around 40. A few flurries and snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning, then cloudy in mid-30s Sunday afternoon. It's 24 right now.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The mission of the Milwaukee LGBT Community Center is to further develop the vibrant lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community in the greater Milwaukee area. And they've been doing it for 25 years. The center delivers education, health promotion, and other community building services, meeting the needs of LGBT youth, adults, and their allies in the greater Milwaukee area. All powered by your generosity. Get to mkelgbt.org to see where your end-of-year donations can make magic happen all year long.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome back. This week in Waukesha on December 30th here on Walk Radio 101.1 FM, 540 AM. And don't forget the Civic Media app. Download it on your smartphone if you haven't already so you can catch This Week in Waukesha on the go. And speaking of which, we also have, you can catch the recordings of the show on waukradio.com. Just click on shows and scroll to the very bottom of the weekend shows and you'll find this. And that way you can check out past shows. And I highly recommend it. Last week we did a pre-recorded show for, you know, due to the holidays with Cole Gallagher, a rising music star, rock star, who's moving from LA to Nashville and has roots with the Waukesha community, as his grandmother is from here. And so it was really neat to feature, to learn about a young artist, and encourage you to check out, it's ColeGallagher.com, Gallagher, ColeGallagher.com. kind of like the Harrigan song for any Cagney fans out there. So, and, but yeah, I do encourage you to check those out. Some great show, including the July 22nd episode of Joe, where we first met Joe Bansky here on the show, which was great. Today's guest, Coach Joe Bansky, National AVCA Coach of the Year for his work with the 14S Girls Motion Team.
Right.
So, and then, of course, the Varsity Fusion Coach. Two amazing seasons, including this year's, which was share of the Classic Eight. Like, that alone is huge, knowing how competitive the Classic Eight is in volleyball.
Yeah, then, Arrowhead was who was shared with, and they lost three matches all year long. So to be one of the teams that beat them, really kind of describes how difficult a team they were to compete with. And so this is a great accomplishment.
And then in the playoffs, how many games did you have to win to get to the sectional champ? Was it two or three?
To get to the sectionals, it was two in.
Okay.
We had to play Wauwatosa.
Was it East or West?
It was Brookfield
East.
Yeah, it was Brookfield. Okay. It was Brookfield East, and that because we had Brookfield East, and then we had New Berlin United, which is another co-op team out of New Berlin, and that put us in the sectionals.
Nice. And then in the sectionals, how many was it? Two games in the sectionals, not two matches?
No, just one. It's a sectional final.
Yep. That was it, and that was it. Against Catholic Memorial at Waukesha West High School.
Correct. Yeah,
and it was
neutral
five,
site and
five set match.
Wow. My favorite comment that I got secondhand, it came from the athletic director from South, Dan Schreier. Dan was watching the match with an official, an administrative official from the WIAA had come down to see that game.
Nice.
And the comment from this official was that this was the epitome of youth sports. And when you think about the weight of that statement and,
right.
and what we...
Sure.
Desire out of youth sport, that sportsmanship, that fierce competition level, the excellence and execution of the skills of the game, all of that was on display. I would argue that you cannot really walk into a D2, a D3 college match
sure.
and see much better volleyball than what you would have seen that night on display.
Wow.
And in that gym. It was really awesome.
Sure. So, Nick, I'm going to pick on you here put you on the spot here. Kind of give us a walkthrough, a beginning of the end. I'll tell the whole story. I mean, like, tell us how it all happened on that championship night.
So, for the first half of the game, I personally was playing, like, not great. But what really kept us in the game and kept our hopes, like, alive and mine personally was everyone else, like, on the court and anyone that was there was contributing the absolute best that they could. And we even got a mental health personal trainer.
Those are great.
Something. And he was on our sidelines.
Sure.
Giving some words of wisdom, words of motivation. So
that's very key.
Yeah. So everyone that could have possibly contributed did the best they could. And against a team like CMH, you really need that to stay competitive and stay with them the whole game. And stay with the whole game. Like, you need 100% throughout all those five sets. And even when we were down 4 points, it was the fifth set started 0-4.
Wow.
We were losing.
Okay.
And even then, everyone was giving their all, like, sure. 100%, did not give up. And
does the fifth set go to the same score as the others, or is that like a
It goes to 15.
Score? That goes to, that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
So man, there's, wow, that's like overtime essentially.
Essentially, for volleyball. Yeah. So being down 0-4 is a huge disadvantage, but
that's like a death sentence for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
That's fair to say.
It's fair to say. Yeah. But even with that detriment, we still played like we knew we were going to win. Like, we played incredible.
Sure.
We, like, it was 1 point at a time. It wasn't going to be one play wins the game. It was 1 point at a time, and it was a long grind through that whole game.
Wow.
And
what was the final score of that fifth set, if you remember?
I think it was 16-14.
So that went to deuce, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Sure. And so describe, what was that last play? Can you remember the last play that won it for you guys?
So it was a bit of a messy play. I believe we gave him a free ball or some like deep free ball.
Okay.
And in my mind, I was in the front row. I was like, it was going to Vinny Coelho. I got to the...
For CMH.
Okay. Yeah.
Great player, I imagine.
Right. Like
going to D1, Pepperdine University. I mean, he's a
big
time.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's a big time player.
So. That's amazing. Wow, Pepperdine. That's one of the elite programs, right?
Yep.
Still is. Wow.
Yeah. So, like, playing the match before where we lost and playing them again in this fifth set match, it's easy to understand, like, their mental mindset as well.
Sure.
So,
because they felt they had the momentum at that point.
No, they didn't. No. They were down 15-14. So, they
coming into the fifth set.
Coming into the fifth set, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So, as it was going over, it's one of those points where you need, like, coming from CMH's perspective,
do or die. Yeah.
It's a point you need. So, in those times of desperation, I knew they were going to go to their D1 commit. So, I just found them, followed them, and actually got the final block to win the game.
Wow. And was it against Coelho or just he said someone else?
Yeah, it was against Coelho, I believe.
So you guys were right. This is like right out of a movie. You're both up there against the net, David and Goliath, if you will. Right? And you blocked that. Wow. And the ball just went like straight down to the floor, kind of carried, but stayed in bounds.
I think it went straight down. I'm going to say it went straight down.
It's a classic roof. In volleyball, we talk about being roofed because a roof line has, right, the way you're driving that ball down to the floor. It was a solid block and just an outstanding way to win a match.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's not like basketball where you're going in for a dunk. There's a certain discipline. Like, you can't go over the net. You can't make contact with the other player. You can't make contact with the net to a certain degree. I mean, there's a lot. Like, and then you're expected, you're how many feet in the air or how many inches in the air, and you're going up against you could say potentially a high school All-American, if he's going to Pepperdine. He was first team All-State as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, wow. And then describe the reaction from the crowd and from your team, like when all that happened, if you could.
Pure excitement, pure adrenaline. It was like you mentioned before, it was literally like a movie scene, like that fifth set being down 4.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my head, I was actually thinking, this is literally a movie. Like, we're going to come back and we're going to win this.
Sure.
Just like classic inspirational movie stories. So in that moment where he blocked it, I was throwing my hands up in the air. The whole crowd was like screaming, jumping around. Chris Reimer, our libero, was trying to hug me. I was like, I kept pushing him away because I was like celebrating it, but he just wanted to hug me.
Sure.
It was like, it was such an amazing moment that like I'm never going to forget. It was amazing.
That's neat. So, and that was a big, everyone, eventually they have you on their shoulders or you guys all just kind of hug together? And
we just hugged together. No one was on the shoulders.
It was the classic dog pile in the middle of the floor. Yeah, the kid, the fans cleared the bleachers and all of that. It was,
as a coach, it's what you want to help your team accomplish.
Sure.
Is to create these types of experiences that'll allow them to taste being a champion at a very difficult level. It's what makes it feel so great.
So, you know, speaking of movies, Nick, my wife and I went on a date the other night. We saw The Boys in the Boat.
I saw that too. Yeah.
Have you read the book by, I guess his name's Daniel James Brown?
I plan on reading it.
You really should, because there's so much more to the story.
Yeah.
I mean, the book's always better than the movie. The movie was a great adaptation. George Clooney directed it. And have you seen it yet, Joe? As a coach,
I have not. I've only seen the
appreciate
the trailers on the TV.
Oh, wow. But it also, too, you owe it to yourself to read the book. Should be on display at the Waukesha Public Library. You're just right around the corner here. But I really, and I'd be happy to lend you my copy if they're out there at the library. But it is a great, an amazing, it's a lot like Seabiscuit for horses.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many common themes between that University of Washington team. That was all. They were all kind of blue collar kids, lumberjacks kids, Boeing, you know, assembly line workers kids. And it was during the Depression, and they took on the, you know, crew, as you know, it still very much is an Eastern, like, blue blood sport. And this team, you know, they took on the very best in the sport to win the national championship, and then went on to win gold. And they were, as you know, I mean, I don't want to ruin it for you, Joe, but read the book too, but. What they did to win the gold, too, was, like, again, against incredible odds, given some of the politics and where they were positioned when the race started. But just amazing stuff. And it's neat to see, you know, those young men were part of the greatest generation. Like, there's a line in the book where the author, Brown, towards the end of the book, he goes and he sits in the exact spot where Hitler sat when he saw this race, when he saw the Americans winning, like, in photo finish, by the way. And the author wondered to himself if Hitler had any idea that this group of young men were a sampling of the men and women that would bring his empire of, you know, terror down, this greatest generation. And it's neat to see a lot of that character alive in our young men and women that are doing so much great things in the classroom and on the playing fields of Waukesha, you know, high schools.
Yeah, yeah. It, when you think about most people, you know, you get to watch a game and you get invested in that match and or game, and you see the finished product.
Mm-hmm.
As a coach, I get to see the struggle and the strife and the anxiety and all of that other stuff that happens through practice as you're trying to develop a skill and master the skill and then execute under pressure. It's, you know, it's awesome to see.
It really is. Yeah. So it's like you're living that movie.
In a lot of ways,
you know, when you're,
so. You know, Nick mentioned
the boys on the net.
Yeah. Nick mentioned, you know, we brought in a mindset coach, which is something that Kelly Sheffield, I spent some time with him over the summer and understanding what they're doing in their gym and how, given the resources we have, how could we develop that in our gym? And it's a huge impact for us to have really invested in that area. On our team. So
I love
and it's paying dividends now for several teams.
Sounds great. Hey, when we come back from these important messages, more on Waukesha Fusion and a memorable year and other highlights from 2023. And then high school game of the week starts up again January 12th. Looks like it'll be Kettle Moraine at CMH. That's two Fridays from yesterday. So more on that when we come back from these messages here. And this week in Waukesha, do not go away.
The Shaw, WAUK.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
Dan Hager.
Look, he even knows how to play. This is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of.
Oh. Hey, we're back. This week in Waukesha. and Nick Bingenheimer picked out the artist, Van Halen or Van Hagar, with Dreams. That's what dreams are made of. And I forgot to mention the song from the previous segment, the walkout song, if you will, was The Weight by the band. And that's a note to Robbie Robertson of the band, who passed away at the age of 80. Around the same time Gordon Lightfoot did, like late summer or maybe early fall. And he's fondly remembered, one of my favorite artists, one of my favorite bands. And speaking of movies, if you haven't, you have to see The Last Waltz. You want to see some real Americana, an all-star cast of musicians there for the band's last concert, which was a movie made by Martin Scorsese. Did an adaptation of the movie. And one of the few recorded, they did a few recorded songs in addition to the live concert. And one of them, when they did The Weight, that song you heard, they did it with the Staple Singers. So that's a must-see if you haven't seen it already, The Last Waltz. So, but I'm also proud to have here in the office former Alderman Don Paul Brown. My chief of staff, Johnny Watermelon, has come in to pick up some gear, and he says hello or a hoo to everyone. And Johnny sported a new mustache there, too. It's looking good. He's kind of looking like, a cross between Joe Stalin and, no, I'm kidding. I'm trying to think of, what's the dude's name? Sam Shepard? No, not Sam Shepard. Sam Elliott, the actor. Yeah, there you go. He's got a little bit of that in him. So a little bit of Joseph Stalin there. So be careful with Johnny. No. So anyway, I am back here in the studios here, 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the old NAMI building. And my guest again, our National Coach of the Year, Joe Bansky, also the coach of the sectional champion and Classic 8 co-champion Fusion, and one of his all-state. What's your official role on the team, Nick? Is there a name for you? Like,
I know middle blocker.
Middle blocker. I love that. That is bad. **. So Nick Bingenheimer, a senior at Waukesha North. So who's going over some attractive opportunities to play volleyball and get a great education at the next level upon his graduation this June. So the sun is popping its way out here. If you haven't looked out the window yet, it is a beautiful Saturday morning, and weather's been very kind. We didn't have the white Christmas that many of us, including myself, romanticized about, but it was nice for people to get around and connect with family and friends during this holiday season, or just enjoy the fresh air. So one quick announcement, and put it on your calendar. There's time to plan. At February 16th, Max Inc. Radio, which you hear live on Saturday nights, will be live and local at Maddie's here in downtown Waukesha. Maddie's is located at the old Mad Steintist, where that was located there. So put that in your calendars. That's a great night. Live music that's also recorded here, or that you can catch here at 101.1 FM. WAUK, and that's me. So, hey, quick shout out to the CMH Alumni and Friends Basketball Tournament. It brought out some impressive talent to the courts yesterday. They had a great group of teams that put their all into every game. The championship was a nail-biter and went down to the final second. Congrats to the winning blended alumni team. Great idea with members from 94, 04, 07, and 16 that took home championship jerseys and bragging rights. So I think that's a great concept. I'd like to see maybe our other high schools do that, especially with Julian Schwartz back in town. Him and his brother Billy were my guests earlier this month, celebrating three generations of Swartz families in Waukesha South and in Waukesha School District too. And but I also know when North plays South in a basketball rematch, which will take place at South, North won the first one at their house. I believe it's that game that they're going to celebrate the Fusion volleyball team. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. We're going to raise the conference champion
banner. Nice. At South. That's on February 1st.
Wow.
And it'll be a great opportunity to shine a light on the fellas and let them enjoy having both schools that they each represent be present as we raise that banner. So looking forward to that for sure.
That is terrific. And then also Carroll University women's basketball team, another exciting team to follow. They defeated Haverford 74-38 at a holiday tournament in Guaynabo, Puerto Rico yesterday. That was Olivia Rangel led all piles with 14 points. She was one of four piles to score double digits along with Emily Wiz Wisner, Chloe Halverson, Ryan Wendt, and Anna Nielsen. The piles advance to 9-3 on the season, and I believe they have more games during that tournament. So, but and everyone owes it to themselves to check out a pile basketball game, men's and women's. Both are doing quite well, and a lot of fun to be a part of. So, and then so in our second hour, we're going to do a year in review. We're going to remember a lot of highlights. We've dedicated a lot of this first hour, and we'll continue to do so with the Fusion men's volleyball team, the North-South combined team that, have blessed us with two amazing years. So many memories. And earlier we talked about that sectional championship against CMH, a classic for the ages. And then you went to state. And I know you didn't get as far as you'd liked, but you still went to state. What was that like?
The thing I remember most about state is walking out onto that court, having like an ocean, like two sides of an ocean of fans on either side. The side closest to us was our fans and the other side was Kimberly's fans. It was an amazing experience being in that huge venue, being able to play under those bright lights in front of that many people. So even if the outcome wasn't as good as we'd like, it was still an amazing match. Both we and Kimberly played at a really, really high level. And as who put it, as the epitome of youth volleyball, youth sports, it was really an amazing experience to be able to play at that high of a level and in that kind of scene. Yeah.
So it was very exciting. And that's the thing is when you're playing at a high level, and coaches say this as a consolation, but it really is true when you look back at, if you give it your all, what do they say in Friday Night Lights? Clear eyes, pure hearts, that, you really, even though you didn't make it over that hurdle, the fact that you left it all there on the playing field, on the floor in your case, that there's still something very gratifying and rewarding about that, knowing that you went up against the best.
For sure.
So,
sure. Yeah, I think the... one of the comments that resonates with me about that match was the Kimberly coach during his press conference offered up that, believe it or not, we've played those guys two other times in reference to us.
Yeah.
And every one of the matches went just like that. These were, full length matches, all the points Love used it. Up kind of moments.
So when we come back for our second hour more with Coach Joe Bansky and Nick Bingenheimer, the Fusion volleyball team, as this week Mark Shot continues remembering 2023. Don't go away.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.